A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Chaf Aleph, Menachas 21a, pagination is 41. We're going to start a few lines above the wide lines at the bottom of the page. We'll count up from the wide lines about six lines. At the end of a line, Omar, Rav Gidl Omar Ze'iri. The Gemara launches into a discussion about blood. And when does it retain its properties as blood? If it was salted, if it was cooked, if it was heated. And the piece that we're choosing is a fairly practical piece regarding chatzitza. In general, if I can jump ahead to what this Gemara teaches us, there are three levels in blood that we could deal with if a person has a wound. So it could be a question of chatzitza regarding going to the mikvah. It could be a question of chatzitza if, let's say, the wound is on the hand and they want to wash netilas yadayim to eat bread. How diligent do we have to be to deal with the blood? So I'll mention straight away that the scab that's on the wound is not our discussion. That's called dam yovesh sha'al hamaka, or gildei maka, a scab. It has different rules. If the scab is totally ready to come off, and with just a little bit of agitation, it'll come off, then we would discuss it in the context of chatzitza. But if it is very much a part of the skin, it's protecting the wound. If you were to pull it off, it would hurt and it would expose raw skin or possibly even bleed. Then that's a scab that's part of the skin, and there's no chatzitza, there's no separation between the body and the water which we're using in mikvah or netilas yadayim. It's not a separation because that is the skin. That's part of the body. Let's go back to our question, which is stray blood that's on the body. It comes in three possibilities. One possibility is that it's still an open wound and it's literally wet. Sometimes a person has an open wound. They have scabs, different types of things, and as they clean them, etc., but they still ooze wet. Now, in the context of the mikveh, this has a whole other concern regarding health, that someone else is going to use the mikveh afterwards. We need to make sure that no one's being exposed to anything, and if it was a health concern, then we would possibly chemicalize, if I can use a word, whether we're using chlorine or bromine or whatever we're using, but they will shock the mikveh in some way to make sure that everything is good and clean and proper, run the filter, etc. Someone has open wounds, it's a significant concern, and they'll make sure everything goes smoothly. But in terms of chatzitza, let's keep it real simple in the case of hand washing, where the water is going straight down the drain. So, if it's liquid, then we're going to see there's room for leniency, and we'll have to discuss exactly why, but the simple way to present it is that the water and liquid blood interact in a way that the water is considered penetrating the blood, and it's not considered a chatzitza. There's a second level of development regarding this blood, in which case it's sticky. That's called nisrach, where if you touch it, it has started with its congealing properties, and it'll draw, it'll extend as you do it, like a sticky substance. And indeed, when it's brought in halacha, it's often brought in the context of other sticky substances. Honey, just as one example. And then there's a third step where it actually has congealed, It has clotted, and it's there on the skin. And as I mentioned, if it's stray blood, that's different than a scab. A scab is part of the skin, etc., as long as it's necessary. But if you have stray blood, dots of blood on the body, that would have to be cleaned off before Netilas Yadayim or mikvah would be done, because it's dry and it's considered a separation, no different than some glue or whatever that's on top of the skin that we would want to remove to avoid chatzitza. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Ze'iri, the statement in the name of Ze'iri is, dam, blood, bein lach, bein yavesh, chotzeitz. Whether it's liquid, moist, or dry, it is a chatzitza, it is a separation between the water and the body. And you'll notice the little Zion in our print, which goes to the Shita Mikubetzes. And that can be found in our print on the first wide line of the Shita Mikubetzes, counting up from the very bottom of the page of Talmud, six lines. Chotzeitz, Pirish HaKuntros L'inyan Tevila. Rashi learns that it's regard to mikvah. For hu hadin nami le'inyan netilas yadayim, and the same halachas are going to be discussed regarding hand washing. So again, Ze'iri learns that blood, whether it's liquid or dry, it's always chotzeitz. It's a problem. It has to be removed. Again, not talking about a scab. Stray blood. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. Hadam v'adyo v'advash, a list of materials that can be on the surface of the skin, including blood, yaveshim chotzitzin. If they're dry, they'll be chotzitz. Lachin, but if they're wet, einon chotzitzin, they're not going to be a chatzitza. So this seems to be a contradiction to what Ze'iri taught us, whereas Ze'iri taught us wet or dry, it's always chotzeitz. This statement is making a distinction between wet and dry, saying that wet is not chotzeitz. The Gemara answers lo kasha. It's not a question. Hod is sarich, hod lo sarich. This is a case of sarich, where if you touch it, it draws after. It's starting to get sticky. So that's a case where it's going to be chotzeitz, and that's the case of Ze'iri. Hadalosarech, if it's not yet sticky, it's still dripping. The kind of wound that if a person cleaned it totally, but then it starts oozing a drop of wet blood as they're ready to hand wash, that's the case of losarech. It's not sticky yet. It's totally liquidy, and that was the case that the statement that was brought as a contradiction was allowing liquid and not considering it a chatzitza. Now, there are two ways to understand why liquid, if it's truly liquid, is not a chatzitza. One approach, which again is the simple presentation of it, is that wet just joins with the water and is penetrated by the water, and it's not considered a chatzitza. There is another statement, though, in the Rishonim, which learns, because liquid is not something a person is makbid on. They don't mind. And in the laws of chatzitza, it sometimes depends on whether people mind or not. And that would become an interesting concern in our time, when a person might very well say that the liquid form does bother me. I wouldn't appear in public with that. I would keep dabbing it and wiping it and getting rid of it. In our culture, liquid blood is objectionable. So the Bir Halacha in the beginning of Kuf Samach Aleph addresses this, raises these two positions. Likewise, the Art Scroll 2-volume Nida by Rabbi Binyamin Forst on page 294 in the section of Chatzitza, mentions these two opinions and mentions that in a case of difficulty, we will rely on the more lenient approach, which is that by definition, the liquid is penetrated by water, the liquid blood is penetrated by water, and it's not a problem. On a practical level, we would wash off such blood, but we wouldn't go crazy over it. A person has to live, a person proceeds. If it's truly just the liquid that's emanating now, then it certainly fits into our Gemara of lo sarich on a practical level. And the opinion that will follow is the more lenient one if we reach a point where there's no practical option. In the words of the Bir Halacha, mepnei shenimche b'mayim, because it's diluted or penetrated by the water. Yashay Koach, thank you for joining.